And now we head back for some more state tournament baseball action.
Thank you, Angela. Angela Mergen into the sports studios as the darling Ange will take you the rest of the way as Funnenstein back out onto the mound. Kurtz, he's got a nice little resume for a cap. I know he won a cap last week, so I'm going to remind you of that. Trying not to give guys two caps, but Big Reed's been great out of the pen, and we talked about it right when they went to him. That's one of those guys where it's like, gosh, he's your number two? That's pretty doggone good.
Yeah, he'd be most teams' number one, but the way JT's been pitching lately, they have to give him the ball, but you got to hand it to Reed. He came in here and has only given up one run so far in all the innings that he's pitched.
First offering, curveball in there for a strike to Mike Erickson. I'm getting way too far ahead of myself, but they're up by seven with six outs to go. If they're playing Waconia next Friday, if you're the brain trust of Wenz and Knaus, this guy's got a pretty good argument to start the game, doesn't he?
Well, it's going to make it awful tough on you after you see the job he did today.
Two strikes now on Mike Erickson, who is 0-for-3 on the day. As the right-hander Funnenstein, his 0-2 pitch, curveball swung on and missed as Erickson's out on strikes for out number two. Seven strikeouts for Funnenstein and four in a row for the big fella.
Well, just what the Brewers asked Reed to do. When he came in, they had a runner at third base at that time. He was able to get that guy out without allowing him to score. And he only allows one run in the next six innings to pitch in. And let's see if he can't finish it off.
We've Brett Fetting to the plate. Fetting's been great summer. Today for Ada. Looks at a first pitch ball. Reached on an air, stole second, and scored in the first. Singled, stole second, scored in the second. Reached on a fielder's choice in the third. Singled, stole second, and stole third, and scored in the sixth inning. Got half of his team's runs, all of their stolen bases. And a little, about a fourth of their hits as well. Fetting with a great game. Funnenstein's 1-1 pitch. That curl's in there for a strike. Is this dude locked in right now, or what?
I tell you one thing, he's in a groove after you gave him that lead, kind of like what we've seen Scott Leiser do yesterday after they gave him that 1-0 lead. The same thing's here for Reed today after they gave him that lead.
As Funnenstein's 1-2, missing low right there. We'll even it up at 2-2. 2-2 the count. The right-hander ready. His 2-2 on the corner, strike three. Five consecutive strikeouts, and three of those, Kurt, are looking.
You give him the lead, and he decides he's going to start throwing a little bit harder, and he's going to go right at the guys, and that's what he did there, as you said it. Five consecutive strikeouts in a row. He's kind of froze them on the outside corner a few times, but you got to hand it to Reed.
Kept that guy off base, too. That's MVP stuff right there. Fetting's been an absolute nightmare. As the first pitch missing for a ball now to Sonny Resnick.
Well, you think he's a nightmare in the batter's box. He's, like you said, he's just as much a nightmare once he gets on the bases and starts running.
13-6 in favor of Lux as the 1-0 pitch waved at and missed by Sonny Resnick. Meeting our count up at 1-1. Funnenstein gets the sign from the young catcher DJ Krohn. Big righty's ready. Is 1-1. Cue shot first base side. That is fielded by Lenko. Easily walks to the bag. And another 1-2-3 inning for Rito in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors.
Hank
nobody
Williams
left
Jr.
on base.
On Country, Bob
the
FM,
Brewers
Hank
three outs away from punching their ticket to the final weekend for the first time in their organization's history. We got
to
play the top of the ninth coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Feels like nothing has been missed. There's
customer
no
satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin.
You know,
we strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just up on in front of Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
From our Ballard's fishing trip up the lake of the woods earlier in July, he swung by, told me he's still got a few months. He's got to wait for his 30-inch walleye that he caught while he was up there with us on my boat, showing me that I really am a woefully bad fisherman.
Promotional resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or church caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now.
Homegrown artist Jeff Dayton is going to be performing at 3 o'clock.
25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
He just showed up with Steve Brandner talking. You know, he's got an incredible story about his mother. getting lost at the fair way back in the day that I know he's going to share later on in the Homegrown Show. If you miss any part of that, you can always download the podcast.
To the ninth, it'll be Noah Grove, Sam Hite, and Connor Clark looking to add on. And Kurt, we have
a new Brandon from the Homegrown Show here for MyPillow.com.
Ada,
right now, Mike is offering the sale of the year.
Zephyr,
you can
resident?
Score a set of Giza Dream Sheets for as low as $49.99 when you use the promo code BOB. That's 50% off.
Is,
by now, you've heard about these sheets,
here.
But you really have to experience them for yourself.
Who's that third?
Made with
what
the world's
you got on
best cotton, only grown in the region
well,
between the Sahara
been in the
Desert,
game because
the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, these sheets are so soft and breathable, you'll never want to sleep on anything else ever again. They have deep pockets, so they'll fit your mattress, even with that mattress topper.
So
they
got
multiple
guys
colors,
all over.
Styles, and sizes. Are machine washable.
We do know that the pitcher
come with a 10-year warranty.
All right,
now,
here we go.
Tell me, did
betting
your old
pitching.
Sheets last a whole decade? Probably
the left
not.
Fielder
go to MyPillow.com
is
now.
Jonas
use the
Sander,
promo code
so
Bob
third.
And get a set of Giza Dream Sheets for as low as $49.99.
And
sleep
that is
well,
29.
Bob
so it's Zephyr Resnick in left field. Resnick coming in to that Ethan Upsall spot.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together.
Noah Grove
again.
Into the batter's
oh,
box.
Sure is. And I really
looking
appreciate you picking up the bill. I'm happy
as he
to.
Looks at first
I've got
strike
the extra
right
cash.
There.
Since we've all been
from
driving
pitcher,
so much
Fetting,
more again, I've been
single
using
the first,
GetUpside. The free
smash
gas
double
app
off the
that
wall
in
the fifth that came across the score the first Lux run.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app? Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Oh,
actually add up to anything? Some months I make $200 to $300.
So that is
wow,
Ethan Upsall.
That's serious
left.
Extra cash.
Gotcha.
I'm
not
downloading
Zephyr
the free GetUpside app now.
0-2 pitch to Grove.
Free.
That is hitting the air.
App now.
That's
in the
back
app store
in center field. Still
play
going
to
back,
save up to 25
play,
cents a gallon when
catch.
You buy gas.
In
use
front
promo
of the
code FUEL for a 25 cents a gallon
just like
bonus
Noah
on your
Grove
first tank. That's up to 50
cents
a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FUEL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FUEL.
Get ready to rock the prairie in Albany, Saturday, September 11th. Diamondback and Honey Badgers will rock the prairie along with Hitchville. Rock out VIP style to get preferred parking, hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and more. General admission tickets and camping also available. Enjoy summer and live music and all for a good cause. Gates open at 2 p.m. Great food vendors and beer tent available all night. Rock the prairie, Saturday, September 11th in Albany with Diamondback, Honey Badgers, and Hitchville. Buy now at rocktheprairie.org. Rockthepairie.org.
Reserve your new Jeep today during the Make This the Summer sales event. Hi, everyone. It's Colin from Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram inviting you to stop out and reserve your 2022 Jeep Wagoneer or Grand Wagoneer. Or how about the all-new third-row seat Jeep Grand Cherokee L? Don't delay. Reserve yours today with Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the free five-state delivery. Just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Albany Chrysler, one-stop deal. Albany Chrysler,
from the Plow World Power Equipment Studios out to the State Fair and Bob Town.
As the 1-2 pitch off speed that is popped up first base side, Resnick will make the play in a clean 1-2-3 inning for Blake Fetting. That'll do it for Lux. They're retired in order in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Last wraps for Ada. They got some work to do as they trail by a touchdown. You'll hear it in a minute on KESM.
Having a hard time finding a new vehicle? Not a problem. Stop into Gilliland Chevrolet. We've got over 140 new vehicles in stock and over 400 new units in production. The friendly and helpful team at Gilliland will help you find or reserve your perfect ride. So you don't have a down payment to reserve a vehicle? Not a problem. We don't require any money down. And what if you don't love the vehicle when it comes in? Not a problem. No obligation or pressure to buy at all. Maybe you've spotted the perfect vehicle online or on our lot, but you want to make sure that you get the most for your trade. Not a problem. All month long, we are paying $1,000 over KBB fair traded value on your trade. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we're here to make your car buying experience as problem-free as possible. Visit us at 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud, or GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Offer ends 8/31/21 based on KBB fair traded value on any 2018 or older vehicle. Good towards the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle over $5,000 value. See dealer for details.
Waconia, we're at 1:30 to schedule start time for game number two, but Curtis, there was a a little delay in this one because of a seventh inning.
Well, you said it, just a little bit of the delay. They went into that seventh inning down by five and came out up by five. When you go put 10 runs on the board, you took some time.
Eight of the Ada order due up here as Funnenstein will start, and there's the start for Ada. Base knock to left field for Blake Fetting. He was ready for that hook, Kurt.
Well, not like we haven't seen the top of the order ripping the ball for the A's as they did their first three times through. Number three hitter Fetting kept it going there.
Gonna bring Ethan Upsall to the plate. Upsall into the batter's box. I guess we'll all two for four on the day. Had an RBI back in the first inning. Funnenstein hat retired. As that pitch in there for a strike. Seven consecutively before that Fetting single. As Funnenstein's 0-1 offering to Upsall, that's late breaker just missing outside, evens it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count. Runner at first is Blake Fetting. You surprised that they got Lenko holding him on over there? As that pitch hit left side, Orth knocks it down, and Derek won't have a play after that. Tough play for Orth going to his left, Kurt. And I'd say that's, we think they're going to go upstairs. Hit or an error on that. That's a very tough play.
You got to give him a hit on that. He dives for the ball, and yeah, he kept trying to stay with it as the ball kept going away a little bit from him on there. But as we see now, they're just flashing the hit up there to give him a hit on that play. And yeah, it was a little surprise to hold them on because you're not going anywhere when you're down by a touchdown.
Give him the base if he wanted to that badly. So back-to-back singles get things cooking for the Ada A's here in the ninth inning. As it is Braden Fetting, into the batter's box. One for four on the day. Funnenstein set his first offering to Fetting. That's in there for a strike. Got that touchdown lead, Kurt. Why wouldn't you come right after him?
That's all you need to do when you got the lead out there is go right at him, throwing strikes just like Reed's been doing since he came in there.
Right-hander set. The legends keep two men reaching without an out. FM. And the one-strike pitch, that's slashed foul. Moving our count to 0-2. The count. The count, the 0-2 pitch, that's missing high for a ball. Reed reaching back on that one. Milroy and Bumidji to follow this one. Sartell, Wanamingo after that. Then the nightcap. Randy will have Spring Hill taking on New Ulm. Tentative scheduled start time at 7. I don't see that happening. 1-2 the count. And we get time called. Unless Geislinger and Leeser want to come get the schedule back on track. I don't see 7 o'clock first pitch for the Chargers and Brewers tonight. 1-2. Funnenstein looks at second base. 2 offering. That is missing just above the belt. Evening it up at 2-2. This is what I've watched Luck play now. This is the 5th time. This is what they do on a pitch they think to strike. They're going to let you know what they're thinking. Funnenstein's got his arms out, but Luke Harns from center, the crowd, they wanted that one for out number one here. 2-2 as Reed's 2-2 offering. That's missing high. No argument this time. Now 3-2 in their defense. That was a pretty good looking pitch.
Well, it was, but it was just a little high and a little outside. I don't know that I would have gave it to him. We got a pretty good view right behind the plate, but doesn't look good when that many of your players out on the field throw their arms up in the air like that.
Full count now. Runners will stay put with nobody out. Funnenstein set his payoff pitch. High ball 4 for the first 3-man reach for Ada. And you do have 7 runs to play with, Kurt, but not the way you wanted to get things going here.
Well, that you don't. And I know, as you said, they got a 7-run lead, but they better quickly get somebody down in the bullpen as we see Jake Brinker, the draftee from the Rockies, quickly going down to the bullpen. Says, yeah, you do have a 7-run lead, but you don't want to give it back up because you found out what Ada did when they left their pitcher in too long at that time. They waited until they pretty much gave up a 10 spot by the time they pulled him out of there. And you can't afford to go do that at this time. And Yeah, I'll admit he was close on a few of them, but he has loaded the bases here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
So it'll be Braden Fetting. No, that was Braden Fetting. It'll be Riley Resnick into the batter's box. With the bases loaded and nobody out, Luxemburg will be giving up runs for outs right now. His first pitch swinging, as we've seen Ada do a few times today after walks. The pitch popped up, fouling out of play.
I suppose all these people are anticipating the second game to start, but there's a lot of people at the ballpark right now, Gary.
Packed house right now. Good for Waconia. Good for baseball. Speed Barton over there. He's watching already as this pitch popped up. That's not going to get a run in. It'll be an infield fly. Funnenstein makes the catch anyway. But a harmless out number one as the runners stay put.
Well, Reed doing what he needed to do there. He had to get an out one way or another, even if he would have been giving up a run with a seven-run lead. But she needed to get an out and put a stop to that after they loaded the bases. And that's exactly what Reed did right there.
Jonas Sanders into the batter's box. A one Region 15 seed team is already in the final weekend. That's the Martins of St. Martin. Two more trying to get there. Lux is well on their way. Spring Hill yet tonight. And Funnenstein's first offering to Jonas Sanders curls in there nicely for a strike. Got no reason now for going home. If Lux would win, they would have a 7:30 date with Waconia, the host seed, and host got no one team. Is that pitch, that game would actually be in Chaska, though. Waconia's only game away from this park for the state tournament. That game would be in Chaska Friday night at 7:30. 0-2 the count. Randy Rostein and potentially Kurt Hemish on the call for that one. Because I have a prior obligation. And the 0-2 offering. Cue shot right side. This will get a run across. Clark's only got one play, and he makes it over to first. 4-3 to retire Sanders. In comes Blake Fetting to make it a 6-1 game. Upsall advancing to third. To second goes Braden Fetting. And the season falls on the line of Bo Fetting.
Well, Connor doing exactly what he needed to do on that play. With the ball taking him that far towards first base, he only had one play on the play. He went and made that play. Got the all-important second out here.
And even so two down. Brewers and out of the way. Betting to the plate, Funnenstein's first offering. That pitch missing low for a ball. Brinker is now making his way back in from the pen. This guy's got 3 Ks on the day, Kurt. Struck out looking 3 times. Single in between there. Looks at a strike right there. No, he didn't look at a strike. 2-0 the count. Gundy one more time. Keeping us all in suspense. 2-0 the count. And Funnenstein's 2-0 pitch. That is in there for a strike. Moving our count to 2-1. A 10-run seventh inning for the Luxemburg Brewers. Down 6-1 at the time. Up 13, or up after that. As they would have been up 11-6 after that. As that pitch fouled away and Fetting down to his final strike. How about one more looking strikeout to this guy? DJ Crone trying to pump the crowd up. The Brewer bench is getting loud. Reed's going to throw this thing triple digits if he's got it in him. His 2-2, that's missing low. Nice stop by DJ Crone, and that'll fill it up at 3-2.
You said how he wanted to throw it triple digits. Well, that's exactly what he was trying to do. Unfortunately, it was just in the dirt.
I think he's got this guy on those backdoor hooks a couple times. 3-2 the count. Funnenstein set. The payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. And for the first time in their history, the Luxemburg Brewers are headed to the final weekend of the state amateur baseball tournament. A 7:30 date with Waconia next Friday night in Chaska. And the Cardiac Kids, you thought they were dead after six. No, no. They come back with a 13-7 victory.
Well, you said that when you called them the Cardiac Kids. Most of the people in the ballpark and even some of our listeners quit listening to the ball game because they were down 6-1 at that time. excuse me, it was 5-1 at that time. Well, it was 6-1 at that time. Looking like they were out of the ball game and things like that. And the Never Say Die Brewers went and put a 10 spot up on the board in the top of the seventh inning. Tip of the cap to Reed Funenstein for coming in there and only allowing one more run, because the way Ada put those runs on in the first two innings, didn't look like you were able to stop them. And he goes and does that. They get their hit shoes on, come out with a big 13-7 win.
A nice ovation from the Brewer faithful. They're well represented. We talked about that. Lux moves on. Lux and St. Martin to the final weekend. Spring Hill, the ball's in your court. We'll come back with the Chasm Coveted Cat postgame show coming up on the way right here on KASM.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game. Or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream! Get a hit or a double or a triple. No, hit a home run.
I've been banking for a while now. I'd say ever since I was 5 years old. Thanks to Farmers and Merchants State Bank, I know I have a financial partner who will keep growing with me wherever I am, just like they've done for my dad and grandma. Now at 12, I know that they'll keep being there for me, like when I go to college, buy my own house, or even if I start my own business someday or take over the family farm. I trust them because friendly still counts. Visit fmpierce.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We welcome you back to Waconia, a wild and ruckus Waconia, after the Luxembourg Brewers will advance to the final weekend.
Total Country, Bomb FM.
Luxembourg unofficial totals, 13
next
runs
next to me. We're all back together
committed
down
three
here
in
Bobtown. Walking down Judson
and
Avenue, I see some chickens making their way
three,
out.
Four men left on base for Waconia. Or how about for
4-H is
Ada, seven runs on 12
weekend,
hits, committed 3 errors, left eight men on base. Winning pitcher today is Reed Funenstein. He came
be
on in relief
well, doing the no
of JT Hart. JT,
like
who was so sharp, the
thanks
three starts we've seen
well
in throw Kurt. Not
here
today. This wasn't
at,
JT's
the
day, but
broadcast
when you got two guys like
now,
that, nice little backup right there. They bring in Reed Funenstein, and he was great.
Well, you said it by being great. We talked many times throughout the game about how you get to have a backup pitcher like Reed Funenstein. It wasn't JT's day. They pulled him at the right time. Maybe even
Horseshoe
waited
Bay,
a little bit too long because you can't get down too far in these games. But the Never Say Die Brewers came back with that 10 spot. And after that, Reed was brilliant.
Smells,
Reed was great.
I got a whiff of what smells
giving
like
up the
cheese,
one run in
Kurtz,
his
1-2-3-4-5-6 2/3
innings of relief.
So you
giving up the one run, which was earned. He ended up striking out.
The fresh cattle, the fresh cheese curds.
So
it all melts together down here at the State Fair. But you need to come down to Bobtown.
State tournament win for Luxembourg. The loss today is going to go to Ethan Upsall. And after six innings, Kurt, you would never say, you wouldn't even think that Ethan Upsall was going to get a loss today.
Well, you didn't think it'd be possible yet, because when you go into that seventh inning with a five-run lead, you figured if that many guys got on, by that time you would have pulled them. Well, they left him out there. They hung him out there to dry, and Luxembourg made sure he was going to dry out there. And they went put up a 10 spot, and he ends up losing the ball game after. Like you said, a brilliant first six innings.
All those free bases you look back to, and I mean, they had eight hits in the inning, Kurt, but all those free bases, I haven't seen anything like that. You remember where El
the
Rosa
Make This
that
the Summer Sales event is going on now at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone, it's Colin, and I am excited to announce that we have heavy duty Ram trucks in stock. 2500s, 3500s, short box or long box, tradesmen all the way up to limited edition, gas or diesel, we've got you covered. Don't delay. Lock in your heavy duty today with Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the free 5-state delivery. Just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Next guy up, next pitch, the guy would get another single. They kept that from first to third and kept taking that free base, and they took advantage of it.
Dine in or take out every day of the week at the Landing on the shores of beautiful Pelican Lake near St. Anna. Visit the Landing on Friday for all you can eat fish. On Saturday, it's the Landing's famous prime rib served with a choice of potato and salad bar. And Sunday, it's the all you can eat chicken. Order off the menu or enjoy the daily special at the Landing St. Anna. For takeouts, give the Landing a call at 845-4666. And we'll see you soon.
Sam Eiten, two hits, two stolen bases, two RBIs, one run scored. Connor Clark gets an RBI, a stolen base, and a run scored. And DJ Krohn with an RBI and two runs scored. Every Brewer scoring at least one run, Kurt.
Well, I think every Brewer scored one run, and I think all but one of them had a hit. So what a day for the Brew Crew. I mean, you talked about the Dick Butch Report. You'd have all kinds of guys you'd have to give highlights of. And to do that in a state tournament game, that's quite something.
I know I said I'd let you pick, but I want to pick. I know they do an in-house player of the game. I'm picking Derek Orth as the player of the game. Those two clutch hits, infield drawn in there in the seventh and in the eighth inning. Infield drawn in, runners at second and third, and both of them just shots up the gut that he got Harn and Krohn to come across the score on. He ended up stealing bases after that. He scored a run himself. Plays a good third base. He's the veteran on the team. He gets the Chasm coveted cap today, Kurt.
Well, you got to hand it to him. He did what he needed to do at that time with that infield drawn in. He went, all you got to do is get the ball by the pitcher on those plays when he laced those singles up the middle, and he did, and they easily were able to score two runs each time when they did it. So tip of the hat to Derek Orth.
Congrats, Derek Orth, and congrats to Luxembourg, your Brewers. They're the Brewers. You don't think they would have a can of beer over this afternoon, would you?
They probably had one before they got all the dugout. No, I can't say that because you got to get all the dugout in a hurry because they got three more games to play here today.
Tip of the cap to Lux. Another 15 seed team to the final weekend, and we got one more to go. Come on, Spring Hill. Go beat, stay hot. Keep shocking the world. We got Luxembourg Baseball brought to you by Albany and Richmond A&W, Hayloft Bar and Grill, Rambo, Promotional Resources Incorporated of St. Joe, Perkins Water, Farmers and Merchant State Bank, Albany Chrysler Center, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud. Randy Rothstein will be back after 7 o'clock this evening, probably closer to 8 o'clock, sorry, Angela, as he'll have that Spring Hill and New Ulm game coming up for you later this evening. For Kurt Hemish to my left, what do you say you and I go get into one of those beers we've been talking about?
Well, that sounds good because it's been a long ball game, but it was an exciting one indeed, and you got to hand it to another Central Minnesota team from Region 15C making the final weekend.
You bet. Dad, thanks for coming and working yesterday and today. Thanks for driving. And for Angela, it's I back at the studio. A 13-8. How about 13-7 Luxembourg victory as the Brewers on to the final weekend. Angela, it's all yours.